This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight, right here from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio. Two great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, the security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working right now, regardless of what you're doing, thank you so very much for keeping America moving along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. I'm also doing a lot of stuff over on MeWe right now, the Captain's America, and there's also a group over there I started, the Captain's America Third Watch group on MeWe. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, where if you can't get the radio show any other place, you go to the website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and you can listen live right there. All right, and from founderscode.com, we have got Denise Simon. That's founderscode.com. Go over there and check out all the great articles that she writes. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, I have got Elliot in Wesley Chapel on the line, so let's go to Elliot. Okay, good morning, Elliot.
Good morning, Captain. Good morning, Denise. I'll try to make it quick for you, Captain.
Okay.
How you doing? The leader of China now, Xi Jinping, have asked the chairman of Starbucks to help mend the differences in the United States.
Yeah.
Now, China is world competitors. We all know that. All about China ruling the world in 2027, as they have put it. Now, right now, as I speak, over 22 million Chinese are isolated because of COVID-19 breakouts in China.
Yep.
Joe Biden and dozens of corporate CEOs have sold us out. The extent of damage is still unknown to all of us.
Mm-hmm.
That's not counting crooked politicians like Eric Swalwell and others. Look, folks, the Democrats are scared to death at the idea of attending Biden swearing in.
Mm-hmm.
If you tune in, take a strong look at Chief Justice Roberts. He is a Washington Beltway clown with no conservative input. Center-left is where he stands. He is aligned with the old Republican Guard and center-leftists. Mm-hmm. Captain, thank you so much. Have a great day.
Well, I don't disagree with anything that Elliot just said there, and it'll be interesting because I'm thinking to myself, Starbucks, okay, what are we going to do? Give everybody a hottie toddy to drink in China? What are we going to do?
Well, there's the $64,000 question because the report that came out yesterday from the State Department on the virus in the Wuhan lab and the fact that there is a team there and they're supposed to be there for, I think, well into a month.
Right.
And, you know, you've got a proposed $1.9 trillion bill that Biden has introduced that will have a very tough time getting through any Congress, even if it is a Democrat Congress.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to have to make some hard decisions, or his team are going to have to make some hard decisions, because the threat has been that we have got Chinese spies and operatives all over the United States. Couple that with the number that we have from Russia that are here, too. But anyway, on China, we can't even begin to measure the financial consequences to the United States yet. I think we're well into $6 trillion that has passed in the law because of the Wuhan virus. Now, China is clearly a threat to us militarily. That cannot be denied. But they've also been a major threat to us when it comes to all things cyber. That cannot be denied. So Congressman Michael Waltz, who I happen to know pretty well personally, has said, you know, through all of this, the one person that's winning because of our failures here is China. Mm-hmm. And I can't deny that argument. So Biden and his team, whoever it is, and I don't hold a lot of confidence in this, you know, I think China's our second largest debtor, Japan mm-hmm. being the first.
Yes.
I would take somewhere in the realm, because of the recovery, I would take somewhere in the realm of say, $8 trillion, and that is what we will charge China with, so they cannot overtake us financially.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of ways that we could do that because of what they're doing across the globe, not just to the United States with this Belt Road Initiative. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, it's, ladies and gentlemen, you're just going to have to watch this one. You know, there should be executive orders. We should be closing more Chinese embassies. We closed the one in Houston. But we're operating one that I would say, because of Swalwell and because of Dianne Feinstein and Barbara Boxer, we still have one operating in California. Hello, close it. And the Trump administration still has until what, Tuesday, Wednesday at noon to do such a thing. So, yeah.
Lots
to consider there.
We're being told that there's another pardon list coming, and we're being told that Steve Bannon's probably going to be on it. Are you surprised?
Well, I mean, Steve Bannon has only been charged. He hasn't been convicted.
Mm-hmm. But he could pardon him, and that would end the whole thing, wouldn't it?
Well, I mean, I don't know how you can pardon somebody where there's no conviction.
I guess we'll find out, because it's being reported that he's liable to get pardoned. All right, well, hold on. All right, folks, I'm coming right back with more with Denise Simon. And, you know, remember the guy, and we'll talk about this too, the guy, the black guy that I guess he was a former, tried out for the Olympics or something. He got released yesterday. The case for holding him fell short, according to the judge, so he walked out free. He's the one that they recorded inciting something somewhere. Oh, well, be right back.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy, because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. And this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Balance of Nature. Now, remember, Balance of Nature will give you 35% with a discount on whatever you want to buy. And that's whatever you can see by going to their website, balanceofnature.com. They have a complete product list over there, and you'll get a chance to save 35% on all the different products that they have just by using that product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. Now, keep in mind, I take the Balance of Nature fruits and veggie capsules. I certainly don't eat enough of the right kind of food, so that helps me there. And I certainly don't eat the right amount of fruits and vegetables every day, and I don't need to worry about it. We're taking these, and it does help you out. It does make you feel better. It does give you a little bit more pep to your step. And when you kind of poop out in the afternoon, that doesn't happen anymore when you take these things. So there you go. It keeps you working with the game. How's that? But you can go to the website, balanceofnature.com. That's balanceofnature.com. Use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, at balanceofnature.com, and save yourself 35% on your order. Take a look at all the things they have and just have a good old time. Order the products that are there. All right. Back to Denise Simon from founderscode.com. Again, that's founderscode.com. Well, Denise, the Democrats keep suggesting that Republicans helped out, aided the Capitol rioters, and yet they haven't given any evidence as to what has been done or hasn't been done. And in the meantime, we've got upwards to, 21,000 National Guardsmen in the Capitol and could have as many as 25,000 for the inauguration?
It won't be that high. I think it's going to cap out, slay to cap out at 20,000. And that also does not include the number of law enforcement of various stripes coming from several other states, too. So this is kind of like killing an ant with a sledgehammer, because now you even have the mayor of Washington, D.C. saying, don't come.
Yeah.
Plus, the majority of the inauguration is digital. It's online. So, I mean, it's really kind of comical. I mean, you're gonna end up with, I would say, probably more law enforcement and National Guard than you will attendees.
Well, here's something that kind of struck my attention, caught my attention yesterday, and that was the FBI arrested an individual who was planning on putting together a force of some sort that was going to be armed when the demonstration occurred on Sunday the 17th in Tallahassee, and they arrested this bird before he was able to do whatever he was going to do.
Well, his name is Daniel Baker, and Daniel Baker was actually Army. He is highly trained. He was part of those that was working with the YPG. So he's got some experience and some tactical training, and he's been traveling across the United States rallying some pretty nefarious people. So it's a bigger story behind him than what is out there. It's a much bigger one.
Yeah, I kind of gathered that because of the FBI got quiet here.
Well, I don't know about that, but I'm telling you that, you know, this thing started in Tallahassee. I think that's where he's based. But,
that's where he got arrested, yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so there's always more to the story, ladies and gentlemen. It's so, so important not only to get by the headlines and read the whole story, but often based on my experience and the way I post things, I read the whole story and then see what's missing, because there's generally a lot of key things that are missing, and then I gotta go find the rest of it. So it's important to read the whole story and then go even deeper if you want to know all the truth.
Do we know if he was in Washington, D.C. or not?
I did not see that he was, but that doesn't mean that he wasn't. I looked at it for just a few minutes last night because I was still in the middle of Russiagate documents.
We were talking, and let's see here. We've got a caller calling in. I think I know who this is. I see the number. All right, this is Mary. Good morning, Mary. What's on your mind?
Hi, Captain. For Denise, I would say let freedom ring and keep the faith. And I think we're at war with the COVID thing coming over here. I would call that an attack.
Mm-hmm.
And we are at war. So
mm-hmm.
keep the faith and liberty. Yes.
All right.
That's it.
That works. All right, thank you, Mary. Okay, and there you go, and she's right on target.
Well, I like that because she's concentrating on the larger picture, and that's really right. I would say that if you had somebody like Senator Tom Cotton in a one-on-one, and several of the others, Rubio and whatnot, they will tell you that this is Gordon Chang, who's a friend of mine. They will tell you that this was a militant war tactic of China. So she's right.
Now, I'm going to talk briefly about a picture I'm looking at. You and I talked about it during one of the breaks. The USS Georgia, one of our big nuclear subs with about 200-plus or thereabouts land-targeted missiles on board, popped up in the middle of the Indian Ocean in the middle of a torpedo drill being carried out by some Iranian ships that were there. Now, the Iranian Navy is not like the U.S. Navy. And we have a picture of the submarine taken from one of our ships that was apparently tailing it on the surface. And it's like, hello, here I am right directly behind the Iranian vessel, which is maybe, by the looks of this, maybe a mile or three quarters of a mile away from it.
Well, the photo in the video actually came from an Iranian helicopter.
Whoa.
They were the ones that, yes.
Okay. Well, isn't that...
They were the ones...
Mm-hmm.
they were the ones that were filming the exercise. And they saw us, the USS Georgia, on the stern. So this tells you, and the Georgia's been over there for quite some time, by the
way. Right.
There isn't much that gets by the United States, especially some of the tactics and some of the abilities that we have militarily.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the question is, what do we do about it? If, you know, I would say that Iran has gotten by with way too many things that they have done, least of which was, we go back a couple of years, when they kidnapped our Navy sailors. And, you know, took our little fast boat. So there was never really any consequence except a sanction or two or three. So I'm very, very, very nervous when it comes to the Biden administration and how they're going to address China and how they're going to address North Korea. Because what happened in North Korea just in the last day or so? Well, they had a big pomp and circumstance parade over there showing off brand new weapons. And that little Mr. Kim Jong-un came out and said that he's going to continue to seek even more nuclear weapons unless the United States, meaning under the Biden administration, starts being a little bit more benevolent to North Korea and lifts some sanctions. So right about now, I would say all eyes are on the Biden administration because there's going to be have to be some very immediate decisions that they're going to make to, one, either carry out and continue the Trump doctrine when it comes to rogue countries, or are they going to be a little bit more mm-hmm. friendly and get back into the JCPOA and lift sanctions mm-hmm. and all this other nonsense?
Before we run out of time, I have a question just came in here via the Facebook Messenger from Tim. And Tim is down in Venice, down across the bridge. He's saying, what do you think about the NRA moving out of New York, headed to Texas, and regrouping?
Well, they're certainly in friendlier territory there, aren't they? They have filed for reorganization. They are seriously in debt, and one of the reasons that they are seriously in debt is defending themselves against the hundreds and hundreds of lawsuits against them, especially those from New York.
All righty, we will talk to you on Monday morning. Have yourself a great weekend, and stay warm on the mountaintop up there. All right, Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com, founderscode.com. Go over there, check out all the great articles that she writes, and you'll know what she knows when she knows it. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar has penned a formal letter of resignation in which he condemns the assault on the U.S. Capitol. Azar late Friday night said he will resign at noon on Wednesday. In the letter to President Donald Trump dated this past Tuesday, Azar says the attacks on the Capitol were an assault on our democracy and on the tradition of peaceful transitions of power. President-elect Biden is pledging to boost supplies of the coronavirus vaccine and set up new vaccination sites to meet his goal of 100 million shots in 100 days.
The vaccine rollout in the United States has been a dismal failure thus far. Our plan is as clear as it is bold. Get more people vaccinated for free. Create more places for them to get vaccinated. Mobilize more medical teams to get the shots in people's arms. Increase supply and get it out the door as soon as possible.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our military veterans news segment here on the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by our friends at the National Aviation Academy. You can find them online at NAA.edu, or you can give them a call at 800-659-2080 and ask to take the tour of one of their facilities. Here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has got two campuses to serve you. One of them is in Concord, Massachusetts, right outside Boston. And the other one is down here in Clearwater, Florida, in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. Now, as you heard, those of you that heard Bo Browning on the air this week on Thursday on the program, the best thing for you to do to find out about what it is they do is to come and visit one of their campuses, whichever one is the easiest for you to get to, either the one in Concord, Mass, or the one down here in Clearwater, Florida, and ask to take the tour. Guess what? You will be able to find out exactly what's going on. You'll talk to not only the instructors, you'll talk to not only a student or two, you'll also get a chance to see the actual classrooms, and you might even get a chance to see their hangar where they actually bring the aircraft in and work on them, so you'll know what's involved. Now, The phone number is 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Make sure you call them and ask to take the tour. Now, David Norquist is going to serve as the acting Secretary of Defense for the start of the Biden administration until General Austin is affirmed. And by the way, with just days left in his presidency in a bid to solidify Arab-Israeli efforts against Iran before Joe Biden takes office, Donald Trump has shaken up the headquarters overseeing U.S. military operations in the Middle East and Southwest Asia. He shook up the command structure at CENTCOM to increase the Arab-Israeli efforts against Iran. And nearly a third of black U.S. military service members reported experiencing racial discrimination, harassment, or both during a 12-month period, according to the results of a long-withheld Defense Department survey that underscores concerns about racism in the ranks. Well, I guess that depends on what your rank is, a lot of it. And governors in multiple states moved on Thursday to activate National Guardsmen to bolster security in their own jurisdictions through Inauguration Day, adding new wrinkles to a sprawling nationwide security plan, which is spawned by a deadly insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. Now, the people that did this, and Bill Maher had it right on target. Thank God Bill Maher finally did something I can agree with. He said of the 74 million people that voted for Donald Trump, 5,000 at the Capitol created a problem. We shouldn't hold that against the 74 million that voted for Donald Trump. Well, amen, Bill Maher. That's about the only thing I'll ever agree with him on. And finally, two off-duty Virginia police officers who had served in the Army, including one who's still in the National Guard, and a former active-duty airman, have all been arrested in connection with the January 6th riot in the U.S. Capitol. One of them picked up a fire extinguisher and threw it at police officers, striking one in the head, ricocheting off a wall, hitting another one in the head, and then ricocheting again off the wall and hitting another officer. Wow. Double wow, triple wow. All right, let's go to the telephone line. Is this Mary?
Oh, yes, sir. I was going to wait for a commercial break, please.
Oh, okay. Well, hang on. Okay. All right. And we'll let Mary hang on so that she can talk about whatever she wants to talk to off the air. But here's something here. After witnessing the House Democrats rush through a second impeachment of President Donald Trump, kudos to Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia, who is vowing to return the favor to the president-elect Joe Biden once he gets sworn in and is situated in office at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. She's going to introduce impeachment charges against him. Now, it's not going to go anywhere, but, oh well, we'll see. By the way, President Donald Trump is going to leave Washington next Wednesday morning just before President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration to begin his post-presidential life down in Florida. He's talking about having some sort of farewell ceremony on that morning. Don't know what the ceremony is going to be. And a big question right now about immigration is, will Joe Biden and his administration allow the migrants, hundreds, perhaps even thousands coming from the Honduras, who began walking towards the Guatemalan border a couple of weeks ago, and now they're in Mexico walking their way towards the U.S. border, will he let them into the country or make it easier for them to enter the United States, since right now, under the Trump administration, it's very difficult for them to get in? That's the next question coming. Also, we've got all kinds of security in place. National Guard's been activated in various states. Michigan, for example, increased security is in place now at the Michigan Capitol. National Guardsmen as well as police officers are there. Everybody's expecting something. Don't know what the something is. We told you about the person that was arrested in Tallahassee, planning on having an armed protest of his own where they were going to ring around the Trump supporters that were going to be there, and Don't know what they were going to do, but they were going to have weapons, and who knows? Who knows? Now, U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi sidestepped a question about when the articles of impeachment from the second impeachment trial will be sent to the Senate. She can't answer because there's nobody in the Senate to receive it. The earliest they could get them would be January the 19th. And the earliest that they could put it on the docket to do anything would be Thursday the 20th at 1 p.m. in the afternoon when, oh yeah, Donald Trump will no longer be the president. Now, most of the legal scholars out there believe that if you're not the president of the United States, you can't be impeached because you've already left the office. And while there's been a federal judge that was impeached that was not in office a while ago, there's never been a president that's been impeached while he's not in office. So there is no precedent, and the Constitution doesn't exactly spell it out, but what it does say about impeachment is a president who is sitting in office. So this raises an interesting constitutional question, a very interesting constitutional question. And how it's going to work out, who knows? By the way, federal authorities have charged multiple leaders of the MS-13 criminal gang with terrorism charges. The Justice Department announced it in an indictment filed in central Islip, New York, where the MS-13 members have committed a series of brutal slayings. 14 members of the transnational gang were charged. The leaders, known as the La Rampa Nacional, are charged with providing material support to terrorists, conspiracy to commit acts of terrorism, conspiracy to finance terrorism, and conspiracy for narco-terrorism. These are some bad dudes, and I'm glad they got a hold of them. Also, only 20% of likely U.S. voters think it would be better for the country if Donald Trump were to attend Biden's inauguration. This coming from a new Rasmussen Reports national telephone survey of some 1,500 people that finds that 32% say that it would be worse if he showed up. And 41% say it wouldn't have any impact at all on anything that's going on. Okay, well, obviously they're sleeping. All right, we'll be right back. Final segment of the weekend edition of Captain's America coming up. Don't go anywhere. Got a lot more to talk about, and I'm going to get up on my soapbox here in this last segment, so be prepared. I shall return.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs at Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Wayne Allen Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Oh, yes, you are. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Moss Acura. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S. Now, if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you're going to love the Moss Acura. Now, the powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. The brand new 2021 vehicles are coming out in another week. Now, the MDX has a new, more rigid body, double wishbone suspensions, 345 horsepower and up, plus some amazing creature comforts like quilted leather seats and front seat massagers. That really feels fantastic. Now, Moss Acura offers home and office pickup and delivery. Their lease programs are some of the industry's best, and your best Moss Acura will come with Moss Care and free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of the vehicle. They also honor those who have served with the You Serve, You Save program for veterans, active military, first responders, and pastors, and they're located on North Florida Avenue, right there next to Nissan, at mossacura.com. The website again, moss, M-A-U-S, acura.com. Tell them the captain sent you, and you'll save some more money. Now, it's not over, folks. We've lost a battle. We haven't lost a war. And it's not even close, as the fight to stand up for America and our Constitution has just now started up again. Now, many patriots have become disenchanted after being told to trust the plan that seemed to be unraveling before their eyes when Donald Trump said, well, I've got a plan. I'll be in office. I'll be your president for another 4 years. In a legal contest that President Donald Trump's team and their supporters like Sidney Powell had waged, we're all going to work. We heard all of that. Well, we, on my end, never said anything would work. Except for maybe the Supreme Court of the United States, if they would hear the case, or a state legislature, if they would step up to enforce their own constitutional law, none of that happened. Now, being derailed at every turn, delivering one defeat after another, has left many feeling cheated and shell-shocked. I get it. I understand that. But Trump supporters are now starting, some of them, to bail. Now, Fox News Channel's Tucker Carlson, right off the bat, demanded proof of the election fraud. Well, he appeared to be resigned to a prospective Joe Biden administration right off the bat. And myself included, why shouldn't you? After no court, no judge, and no state legislature stood up, nor did the Supreme Court of the United States, which instead said President Trump had no legal standing in the Texas lawsuit against the results in other states. Now, to bring a lawsuit forth against the state challenging results, you're not supposed to be able to do that. That's supposed to be handled internally, but they didn't go about it in the right way, and I'm not sure they ever did get the lawsuits the way they needed to have them worded to be heard again. We won't know. Now, where does that leave America right now? Well, it's pretty simple for me and many of my friends, followers, and radio listeners. Been talking to a lot of them. We, the people, are still here, and we're standing up for America and our Constitution, and you can either join us, work with us, or stay out of our way as we continue to fight for a great America, even greater than what was imagined before. And you got to remember, folks, all politics start at the local level. You think nationally, but you act locally. And you start putting the best candidates that you can vet in at the local level. Then work your way up the ladder. Quit putting the people that go, well, you know, he's earned it. It's his turn. It's her turn. Oh, gosh, she looks really sharp in that mini skirt. Oh, wow, look at her. She's gorgeous. Oh, yeah. Stop doing that. Put the most qualified person that you got in as a candidate. Now, a businessman who's run a business and's been successful is much better off running at Congress than somebody who's never done anything in terms of either running a business or been in a management position before. You can't just put somebody that, and I don't want to demean any profession, but you can't put somebody in there that has been in the back room with a broom. I'll just use it that way. Sweeping floors and expect them to understand what needs to be done to get into, you know, a level where you're dealing with multi-million dollar budgets and whatnot as a city councilman, as a town councilman, as a county legislator and whatnot. You have to be able to work with numbers. And by the way, the school board, perfect place for business people to run for the school board. Because you understand what it's like. When you got a dollar, you got a dollar. You don't have a dollar and a half. You don't have $1.62. You don't have $1.10. You got a dollar. And this is part of the reason why people have gotten into so much trouble with school budgets, because they don't know how to balance their own budget. By the way, today, folks, at 12 noon, I will be making a personal appearance, an extra splash appearance down at Mixon's Groveside Cafe at Mixon's Fruit Farms. Now, they're located at 2525 27th Street South. 2525 27th Street South. You can give them a call ahead if you want to order something and pick it up. By the way, I need to do that for Chris Markowski. It just dawned on me. I forgot about it. So I will, in fact, do that. Because he's going to, I think, at least this is what we're planning on, I believe he's going to come over and pick up an order to take back to where his son's going to be today. His son is actually an All-American lacrosse player, and he is headed over to IMG to play in some sort of tournament today. So that's where he's at. And there you have it. Now you know the rest of the story. But anyway, it is what it is. And if he's there, you'll get a chance to meet him, and you get a chance to meet me and see some of our friends that we have that hang around with us and whatnot. So there you go. And it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a lot of fun. Because we always have a great conversation going on when we get together with our group. We talk about it. It's not just us talking about sports, good old boys. We get into the political stuff and then some. So there you go. But if you can make it, stop on by. And again, you won't regret it. You will not regret it. I'll be there from noon to two. There, I just sent Chris the telephone number so he can call and make his order. Now, the other thing is, Tuesdays, we're over at Mission Barbecue on West Waters. So you can always find us over there, too. And Eric, thanks for chiming in. You done good there, son. You done good. Tell you those boys of yours I said hello. I've been meaning to give them a shout out there, but I never know where they're at because you never know. Pardons. Nixon, what was this? Johanna saying Nixon wasn't even charged with anything and he was pardoned. That is a pardon for any federal crimes against a person. Okay, yeah, you're right. Because it was brought up about they didn't know if they could pardon somebody that wasn't charged yet. I thought they could. So I agree with you, Johanna. I believe they can. The president can do that. But it looks like as if they're going to pardon Steve Bannon. That means all prosecution against him will stop right then and there. So I'm pretty sure that's what's going to happen there. Now, Monday, when we come back, we'll be talking about whether or not the Bucks can win against the New Orleans Saints. I sure hope they can. But we've been having these are tough times. I realize that for everybody. The candidate that you supported didn't win. 74 million of us voted. We know that there was something screwy that went on. I sat here with Bill Bunkley. And we sat here and actually watched the returns coming in. We watched them coming in. We watched the Trump numbers didn't move at all. And the other numbers just went up and up and up and up and up. It was like, what the hell's going on here? But it's too late now. All right. I'll be back on Monday today if you want to stop by Mixon Fruit Farms at 12 noon down there in Bradenton. I'll be at the Groveside Cafe. I'm easy to spot, and you'll see our guys with us there, too. Have yourself a great weekend. Go Bucks! Hope your team wins, too. See ya! God bless America.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting, alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.